interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Can you believe that the month of May is kind of coming to a close? And that only tees us up for opportunities to highlight new things that are on the horizon. And it just so happens to be that the incredible Indian River County is turning 100 this year. So our guest in the studio is going to give us some of the things that we can do to be a part of the celebrations. Prior to introducing her, I do want to give a shout out. White Glove Moving and Storage, not only are they headquartered here in Indian River County and service the entire Treasure Coast, we love what we do. And if you think about it, celebrating 100 years, we are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines that has turned 130 plus years old. The first moving truck was indeed a covered horse-drawn wagon.
Wow.
Yeah. Even then, people didn't want to move their own stuff. So Beacons allows us to help folks relocate into and out of Florida, in addition for us being your local go-to movers, whether it's just one piece, you're bringing it from Restoration Hardware or from one of the malls and you need help getting it home, we can do that, or a full pack and move anywhere you want to go, including abroad. So at White Glove, we love what we do. It's always a free estimate, and they help underwrite this program, and they keep me gainfully employed. And I would love to always be your hostess with the mostest. And so if you get the opportunity, please throw White Glove's name in the hat when you hear of somebody needing help with a move near or far, interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. And Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week, two locations, one in Vero near the Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County. True nail artists. As we approach Memorial Day, home of the free, because of the brave, you might want to do some patriotic nails. They can do that for you. It'll last for weeks. You'll love the price. They're super kid-friendly. You can do little group events with them. They serve up wine or soda. It's just a great experience. But as I look at some of the upcoming events for the centennial and I see hoses versus handcuffs, it makes me want to say I would hope I'd have Foxy Nails if I were in some sort of handcuff versus hose event. I'm not sure what it is, but we're about to find out here in the studio. The one, the only, Michelle Wagner. She is our genealogy librarian through the Indian River County Library System, and she's also the chairperson for Indian River County's Centennial Celebration. You, my darling, are a very busy lady. Just a few weeks back, we had you be a featured speaker at the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, which is the ladies-only networking luncheon group that I host, three of them throughout the Treasure Coast, the first Tuesday, Port St. Lucie, the second Friday of each month here in Indian River County, Vero at the Twisted Lime, and then the third in Stewart at Michelina's. Delicious food at all of these locations. And I always say that the best audience is an audience that's eating, because they are definitely giving you their undivided attention. And my goodness, even then, you had so many cool events for folks to be a part of. And we're kind of coming to a close of the centennial celebrations, aren't we, Michelle?
Yes, the end of this celebration is going to be on June 30th.
Ooh.
But back to your event that you had, if anybody has not gone to it, they must join.
Aww.
It was wonderful to see people laugh and socialize and be able to coordinate with each other on different events that they have themselves going on. So
yeah,
I've made a lot of contacts through that. So it was really
yay,
nice.
Yay, I'm glad for it.
Absolutely.
So 100 is a big deal.
Yes.
I mean, it's worth celebrating. And we've kind of been doing stuff all year long. So this is kind of coming to like the culmination of it all. Yeah.
Yes. We decided that we were going to do a 6-month celebration instead of having it be a year long, because we wanted people to be able to have things together and not have to say, oh, well, when's the next event? Oh, it's another couple of weeks away. So we were trying to make it so that it was very compact, so people would have something to do every weekend. And we met that goal.
Nice.
And so now we're kind of settling down. We've got some gigantic events coming up.
Ooh, I'm
and
so excited.
So there's a lot of involvement that we're asking for the community. There's also a lot of involvement for volunteers. So I'm excited to talk to you about these upcoming events.
Yeah. All right. So I know that we just wrapped up the USO dance event, and I'm going to assume that that was at the Heritage Center.
Yes, absolutely.
Which back in the 50s.
40s.
40s.
Yes.
I was so close. It served as the USO dance hall.
Correct.
And so much more.
For the U.S. Naval Air Station that we had, that we now know of as the airport, the Heritage Center was there and on 14th Avenue, and that served for our guys to be able to go, have dances, eat, drink, mingle, get their mail. So it was a really nice location.
Get their brides.
Yes,
you know,
get their brides.
Get it all.
Decide to come back to Bureau. So it was a really nice facility, and so it was
and still
exciting.
Is.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And so now on the 31st, after a long Memorial weekend, we'll be able to participate in this Hoses versus Handcuffs. Tell me more, girl.
Okay, so Hoses versus Handcuffs is going to be a softball game between the fire department and the Sheriff's Department, Fire Rescue,
fun.
As they like to be called. And so it's going to be a 3-part game. We're going to have intermission where the kids can come and do relays around the ball field. There'll be just a good celebration. It's going to be clean fun. It's going to be on the 31st, as we talked about. And it's going to be at from 8 to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
It's on a Saturday morning. So it'll be something that you can get up early, you can go do, you can have a wonderful time, watch the game. And then from there, you can go and have the rest of the day to do whatever you want to do. We do have some other events that are going to be going on, like Jones's Pier is going to have music in the park.
Mm.
So it'll be that evening. But
Jones's Pier, refresh my memory.
Jones's Pier is off Jungle Trail.
Ah.
And it is back in the late 20s and 30s. There was a gentleman that lived out there, and so he actually had a pier, and people would come, they would dock their boat, they would buy their produce or whatever they wanted to buy that he was selling, mainly fish. And it was just a nice place for people to go. Well, they decided to restore the building and restore the area, and so Jones's Pier was revitalized, we'll call it that
word. Yeah.
It was revitalized. And a couple years ago, there was a celebration for the dedication of it being opened again. And they've got a cute little building that was the house, and they've made it into a kind of like a museum. It's a memorial. So you can go in there and you can see the different pictures and so forth.
Oh, wow. This is special. So
yes.
Are folks encouraged on that Saturday evening of the 31st to come by boat?
I wouldn't say come by boat. I would say it's going to be a 3-part. They're going to do music there 3 different times.
Oh.
So if you're going to come for 3 different times, I would say, why don't you drive the first time, see what it's about, and then the next time figure out how you're going to get there.
Aha. Makes sense.
That way you know, like, you know, if there's only a certain number of boats that can come, they're not going to be overextended in as far as boat parking.
That's right. Get a little bit more lay of the land. Oh, I love live music.
Yes.
That's
so
going to be nice.
Great. And that the one on the 31st will be the 60s music.
Oh.
Yes.
It's a very good era of music. And the softball game is like where again?
That is going to be at the Holman Stadium at the Jackie Robinson Training Center.
Oh, beautiful. So
yes.
Plenty of seating.
Plenty of seating.
So what's the ticket cost for folks that are wanting to come out?
Free.
Free?
Free. We were able to get this event for free thanks to Jackie Robinson Training Station, Training Complex. They are letting us use the facility for free. They are going to have the concession stand open for food and drinks.
Nice.
We will have our Centennial Merchandise tent there as well as the Sheriff's Department and the Emergency Operations Center will have their tent as well. And then we will just have a good fun. The only thing that you have to pay for is if you wanted to get food or drink, or if you want your child to be able to run the relay, they're $1 a ticket.
How cute is that?
Yes.
So going around the whole perimeter?
So they will be able to go into the stadium itself and run in the ball field.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
That's a great way to exert the energy out of the little ones.
Yes.
So smart.
The tickets and the forms that you have to fill out, the waivers, will be at the Centennial tent.
Okay, so you can do that all the day of.
Yep.
You don't have to even plan
in
advance.
Don't have to do it ahead of time.
I love this. Okay, so that keeps us very busy on the 31st, back-to-back events. And if I'm not mistaken, thanks to our friends at Main Street Vero, which is an incredible organization really helping to revitalize our downtown in conjunction with Sunrise Rotary, we are having ourselves quite the parade.
Absolutely. We were trying to make it nice and simple, and what has turned into nice and simple is going to be large and extravagant. And I don't mean just the parade, because we are doing it in conjunction with Main Street Downtown. They have agreed to go and do another Main Street in June. Normally, they stop in May.
Correct.
But they're going to do another one in June, which means that they're going to have the band, the food, the vendors, everything there. We're going to have the parade from 7 to 8 o'clock. The band is going to take a break. We're going to have the parade go through 14th Avenue.
So cool.
And then at the end of that, the band will start back up again. We'll be able to go see the different vendors, spend some money on food.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then the band will take another break. And at 9 o'clock, we will have a ball drop.
Oh.
And the ball will have orange and white on it. So it'll be like a creamsicle drop. So I'm loving that. And then at 9 o'clock, after the ball has dropped, we will go back to the music being on again, and people can go and take pictures of the band. They can take pictures of the ball. They can take pictures of some of the floats that did not leave the parade that are actually going to be parked there for people to see. So we do have one parade float that is very, very much part of these Christmas parade, and that is the pirate ships.
Mm.
And they will be there, and you will be able to allowed to go up and see the float.
Oh, how cool.
Yes.
So when I think parade, I do love floats, and I love how our community really allows for a lot of creativity with the floats. Are you allowing participation for folks to be a part of the Centennial Parade at this point?
Yes. So the way the parade is geared for is there will be decades. So the first part of the parade will be 25 to 45, 45 to 65, 65 to 85, and so on. And so what we're trying to do is each section of the parade will have parts of the county that existed during that time frame. We will hope to have an antique car part of that section as well. And then if anybody wants to join the parade, there's on our website, IndianRiver.gov/100, there's an application, an entry form.
Mm.
And so it's very inexpensive. If you want to walk in the parade, it's $20 for a group of walkers. It's going to be $25 if you just want to have a vehicle in it. And it's going to be $50 if you are going to have a vehicle plus towing a float. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to keep the cost incredibly low.
Yes, that's very reasonable.
And so the whole point is we want to make sure it's historical.
Yes.
So if you have an antique car and you want to be in the parade, please fill out the form and submit it, because we want to make sure that we have everybody represented that is part of this history of Indian River County.
That is so great. And to combine it with the Downtown Friday, which is always, of course, yes, the last Friday of the month, they do break for summer. So though we are going to have one in June, they'll pause for July and August and pick back up in September.
Correct.
And it's always just good fun, and you're encouraged to bring your own chair and such. And it's already perfect format for a parade. Now we just got to scooch.
Yeah,
scooch.
We just have to make room in the road. It's like I said, it's going to be very, very much fun. And the parade float, the pirate ship, you're probably wondering, like, well, where does that fall into? So we're going to do our decades from 1925 to 2025. And then we're going to have, at the very end of the parade, we're going to have our 1715 fleet ship,
correct,
which is what's going to be the pirate ship, the Galleon.
I love it.
And that is going to represent why we are called the Treasure Coast.
That is 100%.
Yes.
I do a lot of trivia throughout the region. And for the Realtor Association, a number of affiliates that support the realtors of the community sponsored this event. And one of the questions was how many ships were part of the 1715 fleet that had met its demise due to a big hurricane? And the answer was 11 ships. So there's always more treasure to be had.
Yes,
they were quite full.
That's right. And then there was a ship that lived to tell the tale.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, absolutely.
I love this. Okay, so one more time with the website.
IndianRiver.gov/100.
And then there they can investigate how they might want to participate with the parade. And we're going to break for a bit. But when we get back, we're going to be talking about our history fair and the time capsule. This is all very excited. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, Treasure Coast Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. We're chatting with Michelle Wagner, our genealogy librarian of the Indian River County Library System, also chairperson of Indian River County's Centennial Celebration. Who better to help really preserve and honor the history of our county than the lady that's in charge of all of those historical documents? I'm just saying, what fun. So when we get back from a short commercial break, we're going to find out about these other events yet in the works so that we can celebrate our county's centennial 100th birthday. We'll be back momentarily.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Party on, America. It's the Main Street Downtown Patriotic Party, presented by GHO Homes. Pop on over to downtown Vero Beach for a free street party with live music by Reckless Shots, plus kids games, beer, food trucks, and prizes. Be ready to dance from 6 to 9. Admissions as free as America. Sponsored by GHO Homes, Mangrove Sands Golf Club and Restaurant, and Formula One of Vero Beach. The Downtown Patriotic Party, a Main Street Vero Beach event, Friday, May 30th at 6 p.m. in downtown Vero Beach.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Sofas, love seats, dining sets, and bedroom groups in the latest styles and colors from Four Seasons, Braxton Color, Riverside, Universal Coastal Living, Hooker, Capri, Tommy Bahama, and lots more. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have anything you need for your outdoor living from Lloyd Flanders, Kingsley Bate, Brown Jordan, and Woodard, including a gallery of maintenance-free furniture from Berlin Gardens and Pollywood. Right now, during our Memorial Savings event, we have lots of great half-price specials, including another 10% off on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington furniture in stock or special orders. And all pictures, lamps, and accessories are half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet and sales store directly across the street that is filled with name brand closeouts, and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. So excited to be sharing with you a century in paradise, Indian River County's centennial. Before we bring Michelle back onto the program, how about a little shout out to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa? You know, you have all these big events and you're going to want your hair to look fabulous. Fresh cut, color, style, especially as we transition into spring and then from spring into summer, which our summer solstice is going to be June 20th. So You can have your hair on point thanks to True Colors, open nights and weekends, and more than just hair. They do nails. They have skincare. They do massage. You can get different monthly packages, and you can jump on their website and customize a gift certificate. So whether it's an anniversary or a birthday, you name it, it's just a great way to give, and they support local. We love True Colors Salon and Spa. Also, Michelina's, if you are a friend of ours towards the south of the Treasure Coast, they're in Stewart. Michelina's is right on US 1, catty corner, if you will, from Stewart Bowl. And just delicious, authentic Italian food. You won't leave hungry. 3 to 9. They also do catering. I know it's a graduation season and lots to celebrate throughout the summer. And they can hook you up, even dinners to go. You can take all the credit and only spend $60. How delicious is that? We love it. Thank you to Michelina's. Michelle Wagner's in the studio, genealogy librarian, Indian River County Library System, also our chairperson for the Indian River County Centennial Celebration. We just talked about how cool the parade is going to be. Thanks again to Main Street Aviro and Sunrise Rotary for helping to put this all together. It'll be June 27th in conjunction with Downtown Friday. But then thereafter, we have a history fair.
Yes. So we're going to take the 29th. We're going to have a private event on the 28th, and then we're going to have it, the 29th, we'll have an event that's open to the public again.
Ooh.
And the 29th is going to be at the History Fair, and that's going to be at the Heritage Center. It's going to be from 2 to 5, and it will highlight all the different local nonprofit agencies, historical organizations, so that people can come and they can learn about what resources are in the community. So
oh,
if you wanted to get involved and, hey, you know what? I'm from Winter Beach. I want to be part of the Winter Beach Historical Society. What do I need to do? How do I get there?
Mm-hmm.
They will be there. If there will be other people that are there for vendors. I have a painter that's coming, and she is donating a photo, a painting that she did for the centennial.
Aww.
And I will be calling the raffle. So throughout every event that I've had raffle tickets available for people to sign their name and give me their phone number. And so on the 29th of June, I will also be calling the raffle ticket winners.
Mm-hmm.
And I have roughly about 20 items to give out. So this will be also a fun thing for people to be coming to, because they'll get to see what they've won. But it's going to be just a nice little quaint fun thing. But everything that I say is going to be little turns out to be huge. So it is going to be something that people will want to see. And they're going to get to learn a lot about their county. And they're going to learn a lot about the history of this area, which is my biggest point, is that people can understand where we've come from and to how we got to where we are now.
Absolutely. And it's so important to really pay homage to a rich history, and it truly is paradise. And more people keep finding our hidden gem, by golly. And I know I represent a moving company, and I know that I help usher them in. But I'd like to say that we properly vet them, and only the good ones can come. That's what I say.
Yes.
And then we're doing a time capsule, which I love a time capsule.
Yes.
When the city of Vero Beach turned 100, I had the distinct honor of serving as Miss Centennial. And we got to do a time capsule that we put in the ground there at Waldo's, which is pretty awesome. So where is this time capsule going to be, and how is the celebration?
So I was there during the 2019 time capsule, and that was a fabulous idea of where they put it.
Yeah.
This one is going to actually be over in where the county administration buildings are, which that area has a long history. That area was originally called the Booker T. Washington area, or people knew it as Spillway. And it was one of the only Black in Vero home sites available for people of color to live.
Uh-huh.
And so otherwise they lived in Gifford and further out north. But this is a very specific area. I think it's a great opportunity because the area has so much history involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it became the administrative offices for Indian River County. And it will be buried in the ground by the flagpole. Our
perfect.
Event will be 10:30 the event will be from 10 to 11:30 on the 30th, which is a Monday. And I am working on more details. So what we have right now is we have people who have asked, well, what can I donate? Can I donate anything? We're being very selective because our time capsule obviously is not huge.
Sure.
And we have to follow certain safety requirements. But if you have something that you're interested in donating and you want to know if it's possible, please reach out to me via my email at mwagner@indianriver.gov. And I'll be more than happy to tell you whether or not you can donate it. I'm having the time capsule open back up in 50 years. I was totally kid thinking about this. And when I'm thinking kid, I'm thinking, okay, so if I'm a little kid, I'm 8 years old, and then in 50 years, this thing opens again, I'll be 58. And I'll be, happy to be there and watch it open.
And be a part of it.
And be a part of it. Versus if we open it in 100 years.
That whole first wave is gone.
It's gone. Right. So we have decided to make this on the 50th.
So what are some ideas of things that you already have?
So I have the kids tag artwork.
Yeah, cool.
I'll have one of the license plates in there. We're going to have some county documents, not from now, but also from 1925.
Brilliant.
So that way, when people open it, they don't get to see just what we had going on right now. They can see how the county was operating. We've got some photos, obviously historical photos that we want to have. And so there's a lot of different historical documents that we want to put in there. But we're always happy to have someone do like their own family photo if they're interested, or write a letter to a relative who might be here in 50 years.
Oh, that's so special. That's so special. I've made some custom cool postcards, and I have one of Vero Beach that I think is really cool. Maybe it just might qualify.
It might.
It just might. Ladies and gentlemen, check us out at treasurecoastinsider.us. Show some love. Hopefully we'll see you out at all these incredible centennial events. Happy birthday, Indian River County. Great job, Michelle. Thank you. Cheers.